Él.
Thanks so much, Joseph. How you doing, Josh?
Busy. What's up?
Well, obviously, we are trying to get a window cleaning. Somebody fell off the first page. I don't know if Joseph explained all that to you. Have you ever thought about getting on Google before?
I mean, I'm on GoDaddy, so I should be on Google.
Okay. Well, being on GoDaddy, you know, and on the first page of Google is totally two different things. Have you ever searched, like, window cleaning in your area to see who shows up on the first page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we do. We help businesses, Josh, get on the first page of Google. So anytime somebody types in any keyword that relates to your business, right, you show up, and obviously you get the phone calls.
Okay.
You see, yeah, obviously being on the first page of Google, you see value in that, correct?
Yeah, I can see where it could be valuable.
Yeah. So 93% of the time, I don't know if you know this or not, Josh, but when somebody's looking for a business, the first place they go to is Google. They type in a keyword onto Google, and then whoever shows up on the first page gets the business, right?
Okay.
So that's how we help your business. Now, let's say they type in window cleaning in your area or somewhere near your area. They see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, we'll also run a retargeting ad, right, that anytime that that person logs on to Facebook, they're going to see a ad from Josh's window cleaning, right, to motivate them to want to call you as well. Okay. So we cover two bases there. We do have a pay-per-lead program, too, eventually we could bring to the table. It does take time to get set up. We have to do a background check on you as well if we ever decided to go that direction. But our package right now with you being on Google on the first page and then those retargeting ads, Josh, that runs right now $299 a month.
A little too pricey.
Okay. What's an average client worth to you typically when somebody calls you up and they're like, hey, come clean my windows, what does that usually make you?
Yeah, it makes me more than 200, but the leads I'm getting don't really cost me anything. So,
sure.
Yeah,
so
I don't
know. It
comes
down to what you see value in. I mean, it's 10 bucks a day. I mean, my clients usually get a 10-to-1 ratio on this package. So for every dollar they're spending, they're getting 10 bucks back.
So what guarantees do I have?
Well, I mean, I can get you on Google. I can get your phone to ring, right? I mean, you're not going to stay with me if it's not producing you fruit and it's not making you money. So that's the beautiful thing about, you know, what we have going too. It's, you know, we're not just here to say, hey, look, you know, this, and that. It's going to really come down to, you know, getting you the results. I mean, 96% of people stay with me month after month. So I have a high retention rate for a reason because Google does work, right? And
yeah,
obviously
yeah,
you get what you spend. So.
Yeah, it works. I just don't know if I don't know if right now is a good time. It's a little too early in the season to kind of take any risk on money that I need. And $300. I know it might, and it sounds like it may be a good investment, but I can't. And I know Google is, I know you're telling, you know, I'm pretty sure you're, you know, you have your data to support that you're, you know, reputable or.
Yeah,
able
we have 19,000 clients.
And,
I have everybody under the sun. I have guys that spend $40,000 a month. I have guys that spend a couple hundred bucks a month. So. It doesn't matter to me at the end of the day because, I mean, this position just came available. We're calling window companies right now. We're going to get it, you know, filled. So, you know, it's just going to be, is it going to be you that takes advantage of it or is it going to be one of your competitors, you know, that obviously see the value and make listing themselves. But there's already people on the first page that do what you do. But if you were to go on to type in window cleaning in your area, right, you're going to see all the people that are on the first page. So your competition right now, Josh, is spending money to get themselves there so that they can capture that book of business.
So it's
$200
up front?
No, it's $299 a month.
$300 a month.
Yeah, it's $300 a month. Out of that $300, we spend $100 in those Facebook ads as well, right, to get back in front of those people. So we don't spend a fortune, but we spend enough for it to produce you results and, you know, keep getting in front of these people so that they want to call you as well. Because there's people all the time typing in, you know, window cleaning, window washing, you know, clean my windows, all kinds of different variations of those keywords, right? So obviously we want to make sure that we can capture as much of that business by getting you there. And then on top of that, we'll help you with your 5-star reviews, you know, and another technique that I talk with my clients heavily about is how do you stand out? Because everybody has a business name, Josh, and everybody has a logo, right? So there's things that we can do to help you stand out amongst the crowd, right? So that, you know, they want to call you versus your competition.
I have most of that already, what you said. So, what would be a month by month thing? Cancel anytime if I don't stay with
us? We do have a 3-month commitment with us. And the reasoning why is because the first 3 months we lose money, to be straight up, right? Because there's a lot of work that goes into getting you to rank on the first page of Google, right? And there's programming and then the ad costs and all that stuff that we spend on the Facebook side. So we don't really even make money the first 3 months. And the second reason we ask for a 3-month commitment is that gives enough time for both sides to see how effective this is. And my clients, like I said, that do this, I have 96% of people stay with me.
Yeah, what if you don't do Facebook?
What do you mean? I have to do Facebook. It's part of our how we do it. Because we want to get back in front of somebody.
Well, I mean, I just don't think window cleaning, you know, basically it's a niche you know, that's where, you know, you're targeting only certain people, elderly. Not a lot of people do Facebook, that are older.
They do Google.
That's not true at all. Well, in fact, we've been doing Facebook ads for 13 years.
Yeah, I'm sure it's true to a certain point.
I mean, we're a $3.8 billion company. We didn't get there, Josh, by accident. Right?
Facebook
is being used all day long. In fact, it's the second most visited platform besides Google. So obviously not only do you want to be there, you want to be dominating there. So Facebook does work, you know. You may not have experienced it, but you know, the older crowd is definitely on Facebook.
I'm intrigued. I don't know if, 3 months though, because I just don't want to throw money away, because I need it.
And I get that, and I appreciate that, and I'm not here to just take your money. Like, believe me, I have 1,400 clients for a reason, Josh. So, and I didn't get there, you know, under my management by accident, right? And, you know, you put your trust in this and you give me 3 months, it's not only going to work for you, but you're going to want to, you know, say, hey, Matt, I remember you telling me that you can get me these paper leads. What's the next step, right? And let me kind of show you some. Here, let me show you something here, too, because I think you're going to like this. I'm going to text you something right now. I want you to take a look at something here, okay? So back to what I was saying, how do we stand out on Google besides having a name and a logo, okay? And I've been really heavily talking with my clients, heavy this year, more than every other year, right, about having a photo of yourself, right, so where when people see you on Google that they want to call you, okay? So I just texted you something real quick. Why don't you go ahead and click on that when you get it, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
For pest control?
Yeah. You see that photo of Lewis there?
Okay. This in front of other people?
Yeah. Him and his partner in front of their van, right? So something like that, right, goes a long way. Now, obviously, you don't need to go get your truck or van wrapped and, like, you know, go crazy with it. But having a professional photo of you, like, in a polo, in a, like, you know, khaki pant, maybe you, like, having a squeegee or something. I don't know. Just something to put a personalized touch where somebody takes a photo of you where we can use that photo, right, all over the place really does help you stand out amongst the crowd. See what I mean?
Okay. Yep.
Now, secondly, it's not just having the photo, right? It's having the five-star reviews, right? Like, look at Lewis. I think they're, what, over 100 and 102 or something like that? I don't know. I haven't checked in a while. But they're over 100 reviews, right? And they have gotten there by using our tool. We give you a tool, right, that you can put all your past clients into our system. And our system will send out an automated text message basically saying, thanks for using Josh's window cleaning. Our company is dependent on five-star reviews. Please click this link to leave us a five-star review. And it's very effective, right? And so obviously those five-star reviews, too, will help you amongst that. And then lastly, Josh, we track every lead, okay? In fact, we purchase a special phone number for your business, okay? We mirror the same area code, the 707. And with that phone number, it uses the same type of technology like 911 does, right? So when somebody calls the phone number, we're going to know exactly where they're located, like where they live, right? We're going to know exactly where the lead came from. Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google? Right, it's going to give us analytics, and it's going to record the phone call for you. So if you ever need to go back and listen to the call, you can. But it's going to give us tracking on a month-to-month basis, right? Because when we have our monthly call with you, Josh, we're going to see, okay, Josh, you got 8 Facebook calls, right? 8 Facebook leads, right? And then you got 22 Google leads here, okay? Out of these 30 leads, how did everything go for you? Okay? And then we're going to have that call, right, on a month-to-month basis with you to see how everything's going. Because obviously we want to retain you, right, and keep you as a client.
Okay.
See, we're not just trying to get you in and get you out to shoot you straight, right? We want you to be a client, and we want you to eventually, you know, grow so where your marketing budget can grow more and you can start growing your business more and more. Because a lot of guys, and I'm sure you have the same goal, Josh, right, want to grow their business, right?
Okay.
And,
yep.
You know, most guys, though, as you know, we both live here in California, right, because we're in Southern California,
yep.
I'm our company. And that is most people just want to spend as least as possible money on marketing. And they think that that concept really helps their business, and it does it, right? Because you and I both know that you get what you spend, right? So this $299 package is a great way to start. But eventually, if you want to get to that next level and you want to make like $10,000 worth of business off of marketing, I can get you there. But obviously, over time, you would have to spend more money to get there, right? Because, again, you do get what you spend. But the nice thing with this package is it will get you, Josh, a good rate of return on your investment, because, you know, it should bring several thousands of dollars worth of jobs on a month-to-month basis.
Okay. I think I'll just have a couple more questions. So we do appointments each month. And it's $300 for this month, or is it for next month?
Yeah, it's $299. I would waive all your activation. Right. Normally this package runs $599. Like, I could send you our pricing page so you could see. But right now, like, I'm trying to get this position filled. Right. I'm trying to give you the best deal I can. I'm waiving your activation.
Okay.
If you ever wanted, like, another website too, like, I would be willing to have my team eventually, like, help you with that. If you like your website,
do you take my website and then you, you work with it, and then you, what do you do with my website on getting it?
I mean, we don't need to do anything. We would just promote your website. So if you like your website the way it is, we would just promote your website. What I was saying is, if you've ever wanted to redesign it, because we do websites. I mean, that's obviously, we're a full digital company, right? So if you ever wanted your website redesigned down the road, we would take care of that for you as well. So that's one benefit that I can bring to the table for you, and much more than just getting you leads.
I think I might take a stab at it. We'll sign up.
Yeah, give me 3 months. Give me 3 months. Let's start there, and then we can talk about the pay per leads later. Like, in other words, adding that extra fuel and fire. Like, Lewis, I just showed you, right? He's been with me over a year now, right? He started with one van. That guy now has 12 vans out on the streets now because of our services.
Okay.
So, and he started with this exact package. The only regret that he has is that he wished he started the pay-per-leads sooner, right?
Okay.
And what do I mean by that? Well, he waited for, like, over almost a year now. Like, he waited to get on those pay-per-leads, right?
Can you tell me a little about that, like how much per lead and stuff?
I can barely hear you. What were you saying, sir?
Oh, how much? Can you tell me a little about that, like how much per lead?
Oh yeah. So let me pull up the pricing on that, because that's a great question. So the pay per leads, right? Let me just pull up. So window washing. Now, do you do like power washing as well, or do you just do like window cleaning?
I do it, but only because I don't have like enough business as in window cleaning. I'd rather just window
clean.
I have some really good power.
If you go to Google right now, okay, because I'm telling you, the power washing guys make money too, though, right? Go type in pressure washing in Orange Park, Florida. Pressure washing in Orange Park, Florida, right now. Go type that in, and you'll see. Tell me who you see. Right, I'm going to do it right now because I haven't done it in a while. Washington, Orange Park, Florida.
Okay, yeah.
Go to the business section. Tell me who you see on the first page. Start reading off some people.
License to wash.
Okay, keep going.
Paul's pressure washing.
Keep going, yeah.
We've got Soak Clean soft wash.
Mm-hmm.
We got, that's it. Ray's paint and pressure wash, Dark Pro wash, Reed and pressure wash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Here, let me make, she typed in pressure washing in Orange Park, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, read off
that's
the list again. On the first, are you using your cell phone or are you using a computer?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
All right, let me do it on a cell phone. I want to see two for me. So my guy always shows up. Hold on, pressure washing in Orange Park, Florida. Okay, so you read the top ones. Those are the sponsored. Go down to the on where you see businesses. Like, I'm looking on my cell phone, too, right now, and I see them right there.
The Freedom,
so you,
or?
You read the sponsored ones. Those are the guys, right? Like mine shows License to Wash, Paul's Pressure Washing, and Clean Freak. But I'm going to see a little bit differently than you, because obviously it's going to grab. But then under businesses on the first page, scroll. You see, like, if you keep scrolling, like, I see Shark Pro. You see Shark Pro Wash.
Yeah, Shark Pro, Freedom, Pressure Washing, Proper, Exterior Clean.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
More business.
Yeah, so I got two guys there. I got Shark Pro Wash and I got Dirty Ducks, which I see both of them actually on the first page right now, on my side at least.
Jack, Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you click on Dirty Ducks... Click on Dirty Ducks. You see Dirty Ducks?
No. No, I don't see Dirty Ducks.
Okay, well, click on Shark Pro. Shark Pro Wash. You see those guys? 119.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so those guys do well, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, those guys are crushing right now. So the pressure washing guys, they do very good on Google, right? And the reasoning why is because they got the exposure. So anytime somebody like types in a keyword, they're showing up, right?
Yeah.
And they're getting those calls, you know? But if you just want to focus on window cleaning, we can definitely focus on window cleaning. Okay.
Yeah. If I get more leads on window cleaning, then I would much, I just do it on the side just because, you know, it's good money. Like, dude,
it's good money.
Like, I charge.
But I can get
I do 100 an hour.
If you like, I can get you both. So let me talk to you about what the window cleaning paper lead is. And it might be something you might want to consider start working on that right away rather than later, okay? One thing is no felonies over the last 7 years now, correct?
Yes.
So you're good. In other words, you don't have any felonies, yeah? Okay. And then you have at least $250,000 in general liability insurance?
Yes.
Okay, good. And then let's talk about the pricing then. Yeah. Cool thing on the pay-per-lead program, once you get vetted, okay? So what happens is we have to run this background check. We have to give all this paperwork to Google, right? And once you get vetted, it is a two-month project to get it done. Okay, it's not like you just push a button and then boom, because Google puts you at the very tippy top, just like where we were looking at pressure washing, right?
Yeah.
The first guy that comes up in my search result on the paper leads right now is License to Wash. Now, it's going to, like I said, vary because I'm in SoCal and you're in NorCal. It's the way Google's kind of like putting it together. And then I see Paul's Pressure Washing on the second paper lead spot, right? But uh-huh. Those are the paper lead section. What was that?
The paper lead section is like a different section of, like, it goes more towards the top.
Yeah, the paper leads are the top, and then underneath that is businesses. Right? You see, like, so it's still the first page, and you see businesses, and like we were just talking about, Shark Pro, and then we were talking about, and then I see Mr. Pete's, I see Dirty Ducks, I see Irmham's, Power Wash, right? So those are all, like, other businesses on the first page of Google.
So is there any truth to people not going to the top choice? I've gotten a lot of leads from Google, and I'm, mm-hmm. like, I'm like the 15th or 20th. And, it's like they scroll down a little bit and they find mm-hmm. somebody that's, not at the top.
I mean, do some people do that? Sure. But is that common practice amongst people? No. Most people, like, when they type in a keyword, they want to see who's showing up at the first page of Google, and that's who they call because there's enough results there, right? And that's who they want to do business with. So that's what we're focusing on with your business is not having you show up on page 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. We want to get you to show up, you know, if we can get you to show up at the very tippy top with the paper leads, but at least show up on the first page under the business section. Right?
Yeah.
And then that's how you'll get the calls.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's how you'll get the calls, right? And that's how you get the results.
I think we'll take a stab at it.
So let's talk about those paper leads because you did ask me that question. I want to cover that real quick before we forget. What's that?
Yeah, how much is that?
They're $20 per paper lead. Now, how that works is this. Okay, let's say we decided to do that down the road. Okay, again, it's a whole vetting process. We have to pay for your background checks, so there are some costs on your end to basically get that going because, again, we have to pay for a background check on you. But let's say we decide to do it, right? 2 months later, you're ready to start taking them, okay? How it works is, like, you would show up at the very tippy top, like we talked about, right? And then those come in the form of a phone call or a text message. Okay. The cool thing is, you don't get charged per call or per lead. You get charged for what you want. Okay. So basically you get to talk to these people and communicate with them, whether it's a text message or a phone call. And through that course of that conversation, if you don't want the lead, you can simply turn down the lead. Okay. So it's that good of a platform because it's not shared with anybody either. So even if you decide to reject it, Google doesn't send it off to another company because Google's making enough money. Okay. So that's good to add the extra fuel to the fire. Okay. When it comes down to it, right? When you do need those extra leads, because with those leads in my basic $299 package, literally, that's the combo to take your business to the next level, okay? Some guys start off with it right away, and they want to get those things going, and then some guys wait. The thing about the paper leads is Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So let's say we decided to do those leads down the road, right? After we get you vetted for it, we paid for the background check and got all that situated, then when the time comes and then you're pre-approved, Josh, you would have to prepay for the 13 leads, which is $260, right? Okay. And then you start drawing from those 13 lead account and taking them one by one.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, I mean, eventually, you know, your marketing budget with me could be like $560 a month, right? But with that, if I'm getting you $5,000, $7,000 worth of business, you know, $560 a month is a no-brainer, right, when it comes down to it. So that's why I like to start, you know, sometimes.
Are you teamed up with Yelp at all?
I am teamed up with Yelp.
Because that's where I get probably 90% of my business.
Yeah. If you're doing good on Yelp, you're going to crush it on Google. Because here's the difference between Yelp. Like, I do have probably – I manage probably like maybe 150 of my clients on Yelp. See, I can't – the thing about it is I can't manage your existing Yelp campaign. I can only bring, like, somebody that hasn't been using them like 6 months or longer kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's just because of our relationship with Yelp, because then, you know, Yelp, like, it's just how we have the relationship established. But here's the thing, with Yelp, the downside to Yelp is it's a shared lead, right? The positive side to Yelp is it's actually a highly visited site, much more than Angie's even. Yelp gets about three times more activity than Angie does. Okay. So if you're doing good on
what's,
Yelp.
What's Angie's? What's that? I've never heard of that.
Angie? You know Angie. Come on.
Angie? No.
Yeah. I've never heard of Angie.
Yeah.
You're, like, you're not here.
Yeah, no, that's why.
Angie's is huge. They're like Yelp's biggest competitor, right?
Oh, really? Oh, like I'm over here. Are they strictly down there in the SoCal or?
No, Angie's is all over. Angie's is a multi-billion-dollar company too. Yeah, Angie's.
Yeah, I keep on looking for different, because of course I try to reach out to many, because there's Nextdoor, I've heard of that.
Yeah, there's Nextdoor, exactly.
Yeah, which isn't that great, but
mm-mm.
Yeah, I'll have to check out Angie.
I don't recommend Angie's because I just don't see them working as good as Yelp. Like, Yelp works better than Angie's. Angie's is okay. It's another shared lead program, though. What sucks about Angie's is, like, they share it with, like, 5, 6, sometimes 7 different individuals.
Yelp just shares it with, like, I think 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. And so it's less competitive.
Less competitive, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you wanted to do the pay per leads, right, platform, the first month would run you $549 and then it's $299 a month thereafter, right? Until you get pre approved for your pay per leads, and then when the time comes, it's basically, like I said, we'll have to prepay those 13 leads eventually down, like, a few months later, like, let's say May, and then those, like I said, are at $20 a pop when you want them, like, and you approve the lead.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So those have high conversion rates. Those are the best leads money could buy. Those will blow a Yelp lead away because, one, it's not shared, and number two, you're showing up at the very tippy top of Google. You can't get any better than that, you know?
Okay.
What makes the most sense to you?
Yeah. It sounds pretty good. I'm willing to take a stab at it.
Okay. You want to do the paper leads as well, Josh?
No, we'll hold off on that for now until we get established.
Absolutely. I agree.
And then 3 months down the road, we'll reevaluate, and then I'll make a decision then.
There you go. I like how you're thinking, and I'll definitely put you on my calendar, too, to give you a call then, too, because you will be hearing from my team. I do assign somebody in the back office to basically stay on top of you because there's going to be some paperwork we're going to need. Obviously, we're going to need, like, proof of, like, your LLC, your proof of your liability insurance, stuff like that. You know, there's going to be some, like, basic paperwork that we're going to need for your business to, like, you know, make sure we get everything established right. But, and then their job, too, is to, like, hold your hand and make sure nothing falls through the cracks. But I will be communicating with you along the way as well to make sure you're good. I will be sending you eventually an email on how to get those 5-star reviews as well. Okay. So it's very important that you get those 5-star reviews like Lewis Pest, right? So that you can really grow your business and really get your reputation higher and higher. Now, don't forget this one piece. If you can eventually get us a good photo of you, have somebody take a photo, right? We can throw that all over the place. We can put it on your Google business profile. We can put it on your Facebook ads, and we can really use that as an anchor, right, to help motivate people to call you, right, to get you to stand out. So I strongly suggest you take that serious. Again, you don't need to do it today. You don't need to do it next week, but try to make that your goal in the next 30 to 45 days to get us a photo like that, and it will really help you along the way.
Okay.
I'm assuming how
does the Facebook thing work? Do you control How do you do that? Great question.
So, yes, once we get you onboarded, because the next step is I'm just going to take care of some, like, basic stuff today, and then we'll set up your onboard call. It's a 45-minute call with me and my team, and we're going to go through a bunch of stuff, but we're going to basically – you're just going to give us access to it, right? So
basically,
click a link.
I just wanted to know if you had to get access to it.
Yeah, you have to give access to it. Like, we're not going to, like take it.
No, we're not going to post.
We're not posting for you. We're not going to post for you. We're not going to, like, log it or anything like that. But what we do need is that we need access to your account, right, obviously to post and use your account to do those retargeting ads, okay? Because we're going to link Google and Facebook together, right, on that.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And I'm assuming your legal name's Joshua, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I go by Matt, but my legal name's Matthew. So, but yeah, we'll call you Josh.
Right.
Don't worry. Okay. And then your business name, is it Josh's Window Cleaning? Is that what's showing up on your LLC?
That's it.
Okay. Is there apostrophe S or is it J-O-S-H-S?
Yeah, it's apostrophe S.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we got that right, too. And then are you still at the 1080 Eleanor Avenue?
1082.
Okay.
I didn't put it accurately because that's basically my residence, home residence kind of. So I didn't put the actual address.
Gotcha. So we definitely want to hide that from the public, right? We don't want them to see, like, your actual address. Just like Lewis, he runs his business straight out of his house, but we don't put his home address out to the public.
Yeah, I mean, instead of buying an expensive rental, you know, lease, you don't need a business building. Really?
Exactly,
so,
and it doesn't make a lot of sense. So, what's the best email for you, Josh?
It's gonna be MCINTOSHJOSH 25.
Okay, hold on. I was a little too quick. So you said N.
Yeah.
N is in Nancy, and C is in Charlie.
It's Macintosh Josh.
Okay.
So it's MCINTOSH.
Okay.
And then Josh.
Uh huh.
And then it's 25.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm assuming Macintosh is your last name, correct?
Yep. So
okay.
and that's what I have for now, and then I'm going to be making a business email.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty soon.
Like I said, you're a business owner. You gotta put what's important, you know, like, and what's not important, you know? So,
right.
Nobody cares about your email, right?
as long as they can contact me, right?
Exactly. As long as you're professional and you do a good job, that's all they care about, right?
Yep.
So, would you want us to be able to get you, like, if I can get you not only window cleaning leads, but get you power washing leads, would you want that as well?
No, I think just the window cleaning is just fine.
Okay. Absolutely. If you ever change your mind on that, let us know. Okay.
Okay.
And the Macintosh you said is MCINTOSH, right? Just one C, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. It just depends. I might have you do it if the leads aren't producing. Like, it's not giving me a lot of business or something, you know. But I think there's plenty of work just for window cleaning.
Oh,
so.
There's definitely plenty of work. Definitely plenty of work, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, those power washing, like, jobs do pay you, so, and you like doing them. So, you know, it's kind of around the same
not
spectrum
really.
Because, yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
I get soaked. I don't like it. Yeah, no.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And now I kind of got why you're not like all over it. So okay, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
no,
my Power Watch guys are like
profitable.
Yeah.
Profitable, but I can make just as much window cleaning. So
exactly, and not have to get all like a water park wet. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I have to set up a security question, Josh, for your account. We could either do mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
Let's do the pet name.
Okay. And what's the first pet's name? What's the answer to that?
Jesse.
J-E-S-S-I-E or E-Y?
J-E. Just make it simple. J-E-S-S-E.
Okay. J-E-S-S-E. Gotcha. Perfect, because we're going to ask that every time we talk to you. Okay. So I'm just getting your account set up here right now. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and send you your invoice, for the account too. What would you like to use for your $2.99 every month? You can either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. What works best for you?
It's going to be a debit card.
Okay. Some of them are, I think most of them are Visa then. So that should start with a four.
Visa. Yeah.
Just go ahead and read that off to me, the card number.
Okay. All right. 41 53 42 20 02 22 93 60.
All right, let me read that back to you because there's a lot of twos in there. 41 53 42 20 02 22 93 60.
Yep, got it.
Okay. And then the expiration on that?
04/28.
Gotcha. And then the 3-digit code on that?
866.
Okay. And that card's tied to your Eleanor, the 1082.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. Just want to make sure, you know. And so that's April 28. Perfect. Yep. Got to get all the paperwork, you know. It's one thing I don't like about my job, but, you know, other than that, it's fun.
can you do it like March or starting May on the chart?
What do you mean?
The $2.99. Yeah, the beginning of May. Beginning of April.
It starts when we start working on it. So obviously,
oh,
you know.
And when would that be?
Today. Are you ready to start moving forward?
Well, it would be nice to have like a month, like in the beginning of the month, and that way it charges me every beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can change your charge date.
I don't want to be charged now and then the beginning of April or.
No, it's going to be on the 18th of every month. It'll be
the middle of the month. I don't know.
Okay. So
I'd rather have it like at the end of the month or the beginning of the month or, you know.
I gotcha.
If
I can get your billing today and then your second billing, let me find out if I can get your second billing, like get you like towards the end of next month. Can you do that?
The end of April.
Yeah.
You know, so that way it's nice and clean.
Do his second payment the end of April. It's the way he has his billing set up. Yeah, I gotcha. We find out for you. You see what I can get done for you, Josh. I gotcha. Josh is 82. How's the weather out there? Is it good today?
It's like spring was skipped.
Yeah, totally. I know. It's like
80 degrees.
I know. It's hot out here too. Like
Yeah.
We're here in Orange County, and it's crazy today, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it feels like spring just got leapfrogged.
Yeah. Like that everywhere, too. You know?
Yeah, it was like that last year. There was, like, 2 years ago was, like, the last normal season where it was like raining, you know, and then but it was it's weird. Last year was the same thing kind of where it was nice weather in April, like March, April, and then May just out of nowhere just rained for like 2 weeks. Just like the last part of May, and then after that it was all sunshine, but not over only 90s, 80s, 90s, nothing over 100. Like, yeah, it was like the last two summers ago. Dude, it was like so hot. It was like 115, I swear.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it was pretty warm. Even over here on the coast side, you know, San Francisco, it was pretty warm. So, it's nice. I mean, I like it for cleaning windows. So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
how's
it's
the,
nice.
Homeless out there?
Being too hot.
Is homeless pretty controlled out there, or you guys have a lot of homeless like over in there?
It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
They almost got it to where they're kind of segregated to certain areas. Not because, like, the police push them that way, but because it's close, you know, it's closer to a clinic or, you know, whatever shelter they're staying at. So there's, like, certain parts of town that you'll find them, you know, downtown. And it's the same way in Oakland and San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
So you don't really see it.
Homeless, you know?
Oh yeah.
But
it's crazy because not where I live, no. But if you were to go to downtown where they hang out, you know, then you're gonna see them.
You're dealing with residential though, so it's probably
exactly
a lot of,
it's all high clientele, people that have jobs and can afford to buy a home.
I'm just working you know, with my team, because normally it's like every 30 days. And obviously if we wait till the end of the month, like I can't hold the position till the end of the month too. So it's like, what a lot of my guys do, and here's what my team is telling me, like I can't do it right now because of how the system is, but what you could do, you could call out, like before the billing, like, you know, like 5 days or even 8 days before the next billing date, and change the billing date that way. You can do it that way. But it normally, like, for me to change the date, I can push it like 10 days out kind of thing, but 10 days out, like from the 18th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is not going to be like, it's not going to be like what you want it to be. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? So
I'd rather have that than the middle of the month. 10 days is good. Do like the 27th.
No, I mean, I can only push it out 5 days. But like you can call before and it will,
well, push
like
it out 5 days then. Push it out five days, the Monday. Monday the 23rd.
That'll be the 23rd of every month, basically.
Yeah,
so
that's close enough. That's towards the end of the month. It's the middle of the month.
So if I can get you on the 23rd of every month, that's what you can basically make work.
Yeah,
so I would be your second.
Yeah. That'll be good.
Okay. you can do the 23rd of every month. Can we do that? Just bear with me. Just working with the team here. It's the second. Okay. Let me start pulling up my calendar, though, and see, because I do need to get your onboarding call scheduled here, about 45-minute call. So I'm going to pull up my calendar, kind of see what your schedule is looking like, too. We can take a look here. Let's see. What's your schedule kind of looking like?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, let me see. I'm just pulling up right now. Okay. So what we can do is, yeah, we'll set you up. So like your second payment will be on the 23rd. And then third payment on the 23rd. So it'll just be the 23rd of every month.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how we'll set you up. Okay. Tomorrow I'm completely actually booked. But I can, do Friday. Let me tell you what I can do Friday. Okay. I could do Friday like 9 a.m. or like 11 a.m. I could make swing on Friday.
Yeah, that's
Friday's
no good.
The Friday's no
good. I got an estimate, and I got a 7-hour job that day.
Ooh, I can do an 8 a.m. probably on Friday if you can make
that
work.
I'm not doing
morning.
No, I can't do it that early.
Let's do Monday.
I got to travel.
Yeah,
Monday.
Let's do Monday. What time? Monday. I could do it afternoon or morning on Monday.
I got a 9-hour job that day. I can't do it Monday.
Okay. Gotcha. Tuesday.
Tuesday. 5-hour job. So, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. I can do it any time after 2.
Okay. You want to do 3 o'clock Pacific?
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to put you down for Tuesday, 3 o'clock. Okay.
Okay.
And lock that in.
Perfect.
Okay. You'll get a reminder too on it as well. That way, you remember, but obviously set yourself a reminder too on your end. Okay. Since I got you a discounted pre-agreement, for you as well, Josh, I have to kind of read this to you as well because it's that a form of protection. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if you don't understand, just do me a favor and just be like, hey, Matt, what does that mean? I'll just rephrase it for you so you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Josh's Window Cleaning.
Okay, perfect. Please state the name and title within the business.
The name and title? Josh's Window Cleaning?
Yeah, your name, name
Josh.
And your title.
Oh, Josh. And owner?
Okay, gotcha. And then obviously you're authorized to enter in the agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously it's common sense stuff, but I got to, make sure I go through this, right? So to get results as fast as possible, it's obviously important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to text you this phone number, Josh. Okay. It's our 877 phone number. okay, 635-6225. Make sure you save this under your contacts, okay? The reasoning is we're going to be calling from this number constantly, like not every day, of course, but, you know, when we do call you from this number, make sure you pick up this number. I have a very important client that's a drain company, and I swear every time we call, he never picks up. And then finally I said, hey, did you save that number like I told you? And he's like, no. And so just make sure you save it. I just texted to you, okay? Please obviously allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party companies unrelated to local slush, okay? A lot of my clients can get calls from Yelp and all these other companies, so obviously you're already with Yelp. So in hiring the local slush as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Josh, did you hear that?
Say that again.
Okay. I said, okay. Were you trying to say the number or what happened to you?
No, I'm busy.
Okay. I got you. No worries. We're almost done. I got you. Yeah. Well, I need a few more seconds. Okay. So, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
For your company?
Yeah, in other words, like if you decide to do any other online marketing efforts, just let us know is what we're basically stating on that.
Oh, so gotcha. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we just don't want anything to mess up your Google and like mess us up. That's all that is.
Okay, yeah. I agree.
Gotcha. So as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. This may include business license, proof of insurance, any other documents recommended for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days upon request. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is March 18th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 23rd day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges on your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. We are obviously located here in Southern California. Do you understand, though, and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get you one last thing. And then I got you down for Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Make sure you set yourself a reminder. I always suggest to Josh to download our app. Okay. If you go into the place where you download your apps, you'll
see what's it called?
Just type in local splash. Just type the word local splash and you'll see it.
Okay. All right.
And that will help you, that'll definitely help you like, with the managing of everything, right? And it will help you with, like keeping your, leads under thing. And then that's where you can use like, it just makes it so much easier so you don't have to log in with the website. So the app is really good. So, we spent a lot of money on that app too, by the way. It works very, very well. So, cool thing is like it'll keep tabs of all your leads, all your calls will be recorded. You'll be able to send out your 5-star review requests from the app. It literally is going to have like your entire leads from the service all there in a nutshell and like nicely organized. Okay. Which that's one thing I love about that because it helps you. Like manage your business, right? Because I know you're like on the go kind of guy, And obviously we want to make sure that, you know, and we're going to teach you all that too, right? We're not just going to throw you in the deep end and say good luck to you. That's one thing you're going to get, you know, by being a part of our, you know, services is you're going to get like your hand held too. So, you know exactly how to use it, you know, where your leads are at, right? And it'll all be there for you to, you know, manage everything for you. Okay. Make sense?
Okay. Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Hold on one second. I just got one more, like couple of things here and then, I will be done for you. Okay. And then last name spelled MCINTOSH, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got that. Okay. Cause, I need to, and then you're obviously here in specific time. So that's good. Give me one second here. Okay. Going to go ahead and get this rocking and rolling for you. I'm just going to get send you, going to be sending you a text in 1 minute here so you can get this too. Yeah, we're almost done here, Josh.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you do any jobs today?
Yeah, I'm doing jobs while I was talking to you and I'm on my way to another one.
Nice. Nice. So mainly when you do the outside, do you kind of use your power washing equipment or do you kind of just use like a ladder and like a bucket?
There's a couple ways you can go about it. Depending on, what kind of, you know, material it is. Most times I do, extension pole pressure wash, you know, like a PSI of like 2300.
Yeah.
And then, or I'll do a scrub wash with, my Tucker pole, with the DI tank where it filters the water. So,
nice.
And then, yeah, but,
does that,
but
like,
you know,
filter
and it,
your truck, the tank, does that
nope,
throw
no,
through your truck?
No, it's muscle? Just, it's a tank. It's a tank I can carry around. It's a small
nice.
Tank. Yeah, no, so you can get a big tank or a small tank, but, I got a small one right now just because it's easier to pull around. But there's a couple of ways you can go about it, that I do. But don't get too many pressure washing gigs, but when they're available, I do them. You know.
I hear you. Just kind of help out your clients. That's good. And like focusing on window cleaning, that's fine. My window cleaning guys like usually don't do pressure washing anyways, but you know, some do. So, and then my pressure washing guys are mainly going into window cleaning because they see how profitable it is. So, you know, but it's a good vertical. They kind of translate to each other, you know?
Because you're.
Did I lose you? Are you there?
A little bit. I'm going through a service area.
I hear you. No. Yeah, I hear you. You should have gotten a quick text message. Let me know if you got them. It should say, Joshua, your copy of your invoice, please click here. You see that link?
Yep.
Okay. Click that link real quick for me. You just got to sign your name, Joshua McIntosh, and then there's three consent things. One's like you agree to electronic communication. And by the way, what is the best way of communicating with you? Is it phone call, email, or text?
Or email, either one.
Okay. Phone or you said phone or email?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And then what do you want your hours of operation to show up online? Josh, you still there with me?